Hi, I'm the slutty Christmas turkey in your freezer waiting to be stuffed and basted, Bootsy.
Oh, I love that.
Hi, I'm the YouTube channel that keeps uploading all of your content, but it's not actually you, Snakey.
Yes.
And welcome to the Christmas edition of Logical Lunatics.
Woo!
I know we've been gone for like 2 months, but just because we've been working on this.
I mean, yeah.
It's a special episode.
It's very special. It's our friendiversary.
It is. We were friends before Christmas, but I feel like last Christmas it was just, hello, we've arrived.
Yes, it was our moment. You know, when you spot that bitch across the room and you're like, that's the one.
That's
my ride or die right there.
That's the person I'm going to do weird shit with.
That's the moment we realized we were the same brand of crazy.
Yep. And we'll be explaining Chiffon, which for people who don't know, people join my server and see that and they're like, what? and we try to explain it, but it doesn't work. So we're going to explain that now, or in this episode, and we'll talk about why there is a Wild About Chiffon Twitter.
Yes.
Perfect. If you get Wild About Chiffon, you can go follow that.
Yes, you should get Wild About Chiffon. At what was it? At Chiffon Gone Wild, I believe. My Twitter handle. Not mine. It belongs to the chiffon, of course. Has nothing to do with me.
It's ran by chiffon for chiffon.
By chiffon, for chiffon, about chiffon. what is chiffon? It is a cake, right? Like just by definition.
Let me Google it. I think chiffon is a fabric.
I think it's both. I believe you can have a chiffon cake. I'm not saying you should eat fabric.
Okay, chiffon, the definition. It is a noun.
Okay.
It's a light, sheer fabric typically made of silk or nylon.
Or
a cake
made
from from beaten egg whites to give a light consistency.
That's right. You can wear it or you can eat it.
Which makes it 10 times funnier.
Oh my God, it does. Oh, fuck. So that's what chiffon used to mean.
I love it when you Google it. It's, why is chiffon a good fabric?
That's what pops up.
Chiffon is synonymous with elegance in the fashion world.
That's right. It's goddamn right. So elegant.
So I know recently you had gone back in our conversation and found how exactly chiffon came about.
Yes.
So let's start that night story. So it was Christmas Eve, right?
Okay. Yes, it was. It was the night before Christmas. and all through the Discord. I have nothing
Everybody
that rhymes with
shit
that.
Face. Everybody was shit faced, apparently. I was back home at my mom's house because, you know, this was pre-COVID.
Yes.
And I had to be gone for most of the evening. Everybody was in a voice chat drinking, and I was so pissed. I'm like, I kept thinking it was going to be over. My mom was like, let's play Uno. And I'm like, oh, I just want to get on Discord.
Yeah, I don't remember much of the voice chat. I'm assuming I was in it. I think that was the night that I stole what I kept calling hors d'oeuvres, but they were really just like toothpicks with like onions and meat and cheese on them.
Uh-huh.
And I stole a bowl full of them and then ran back to my bedroom to join the Discord chat. I thought I was very sneaky, but yes. Apparently I was not. So stealth mode was not activated. I guess standing at the table giggling while putting a bunch of snacks in a bowl is
probably a giveaway.
It's not really very subtle. But yes, everybody was drinking in the voice chat and getting progressively drunker.
Okay.
And then people started dropping off because.
Yeah. So when I joined, once I was free, there were only like a couple of you left. And I was like, oh, God.
Yeah. What happened? Everybody went off. They were either like too drunk or they had plans or I think right. most of them were probably just too drunk.
Yeah. I missed most of it.
Yeah.
So I know when I came on, it was you. Mm-hmm. I don't know who we can like mention by name. But...
I know me neither. Like, it was me and others, etc.
I guess we could either give people code or most people know who I share a Discord server with. So I guess mm-hmm. we can talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we're just going to go with that. If you get mad at me for adding you, then you can come and talk to me personally. So I share my server with Talking Smut, and yes. I was supposed to come and have a conversation with him and the rest of the Discord when I got done with my mom. So I showed up, and he was on one, as were other people in the chat. And then they started, people just were like spewing nonsense. You had already gone. You're like, oh, I have to go do something. You were gone.
Oh, I was gone?
You were gone. You left. And then I had a conversation with him and he's like, I'm just going to go put my head down for a couple minutes and I'll be mm-hmm. back. So then I rejoined the voice chat with you and mm-hmm. we were just waiting because I'm like, he's going to be back in a minute. and he wasn't. And so I remember we're friends. So I called his phone and it just rang and rang and rang. And I'm like, well, guess he died.
I remember you saying that.
Yeah. Apparently his notifications were off. I think your friend from mm-hmm. our server that you were supposed to be talking with had passed out.
Yep.
So we were
out
like
for the night. The bourbon got him.
Yeah. And I was like, I guess we're just gonna fuck off then. And I missed the party. So then we just went into Discord DMs and we're talking. So you have those.
I do.
If you would like, yeah.
I'm looking at them right now.
Go ahead.
Well, see, I had said that my friend was dead to the world now and that he called me Got twice. So I thought maybe he was trying to say I'm hot. And you replied with logical choice. But.
Here's where it starts.
This is the beginning of the end. But then you said that almost autoed to chiffon. And I was like, I was trying to say chiffon choice or logical chiffon. But what came out was chiffon choice or local chiffon.
Yeah, there it is.
And then we fell apart. And essentially, we're just like going back and forth in our DMs like, have you had the local chiffon? Like,
I hope this isn't funny to other people because it's such a – when you see what I was trying to say and it went to chiffon, like where the hell did my phone come up with that? And I can remember laying in my bed at my mom's house and just weeping and fucking laughing in the dark. I could not get it together to save my life because every time I would start thinking about it, I would just start laughing again.
It was literally one of those things where like we lost our absolute shit over the dumbest thing. But then I don't know if you remember this, but you said that's my safe word now, local chiffon.
So, no, I don't remember that. Yeah.
And then I said crack, crack, Snakey gasps, local chiffon.
Oh my God, I love that.
And you wrote, you literally wrote last breath. Local chiffon.
Okay, listen. We're a lot funnier than we give ourselves credit for. I'm going to make that on my Twitter right now. My safe word is local chiffon.
Oh my God. You need to at the Gone Wild, or what is it? Chiffon Gone Wild.
Oh,
and there it is.
Oh, fuck. God, I'm going to die. Oh, this is like, I can't even see. I can't see what time that these were sent anymore.
Oh, it was okay. So I was like on middle. East Coast time. So it was probably like 11 or 12.
So then that's like 3 a.m. here. So I was like well into insanity. And you're the one who said we should open a shop called Logical Local Chiffon.
Oh my God. And I remember this just went on forever. Like it kept going on. And then like at some point, because you can read more of it, but I remember I got a call. And it was Smut. And I was like, oh, my God. And I picked up the phone. And I was like, first of all, I'm so glad you're alive. Secondly, I was like, I have to tell you what happened. And it literally took me like 20 minutes to get the entire story out because I couldn't stop laughing long enough to get it out. Oh, and when I finally did... He was like, oh my God, that's the funniest shit I've ever heard. And then he went off and made us commercials for our chiffon shop.
We have to get permission for these radio spots.
We will. Yes, I don't think he'll mind.
Local chiffon radio spot, take one. Local, looking for chiffon? Then why not try local chiffon? For all your local chiffon needs, it's only logical. You need chiffon, but you want the comfort of knowing that it's been sourced responsibly and sustainably. So turn to Local Chiffon. We've been in the community since we started, and you can trust us and rely on us to provide you with the best local chiffon available. Local Chiffon. It's only logical. Radio spot number 3. I need chiffon, but where to get it?
Oh, monsieur, our chiffon is the finest kind available. It is, how you say, très chic.
Indeed, but is it imported? As a modern consumer, I want my chiffon sourced locally.
Of course not. Does this accent sound local to you? We import le chiffon.
Then you're no use to me. I'm going to shop at Local Chiffon, the logical choice for all my local chiffon needs. After all, they're local, and so is their chiffon.
Oh, merde.
Oh, it was one of those things where like it just like snowballed into an inside joke that somehow other people in the server like also latched on to.
Oh my God, so we it became like instead of calling somebody a loon, a chiffoon.
Oh yes.
Chiffoke, like putting it in front of other words. Or like 2 days after Christmas, we came back and tried to explain it to people in the server. They were like, what is this chiffon thing?
Because we sound insane.
And like, we're like, no, 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 really. It's really funny. Just let us tell you. And I'm sure that people are like, right.
They're like, somebody got Christmas drunk as usual. Also, I scrolled further down, and I guess at some point that evening, I must have, like, masturbated, because I also, on the same evening, I said, I think I pulled an ass cheek, aggressively pointing toes with no ballet training, while orgasming leads to a pulled butt. Oh, just things you DM your best friend, you know.
Honestly, our DMs are fucking wild about chiffon.
That's right, because chiffon has gone wild.
Oh my gosh, and it's just, it's become this whole fucking thing. Like, I remember there was a time when we went looking for chiffon gifts.
Oh my God, there are some good ones in the in the Discord gift bar thing. That pops up.
Oh, yeah.
There's some good ones. There's some good ones in there. But that was the night, you know? Like, if you can...
It was.
Fucking, like, I was curled up in my bed in the dark, just crying with laughter.
Me too. And it was like one of the best moments I had had thus far. I like yes. could not stop laughing.
It was. And here we are. Yes. Like
here we are.
Almost a yeah. fucking year later from that.
Yeah.
And we've only exactly. gotten worse.
Yeah. We've only gotten worse. Although it was one of the moments that I was like, oh my God, finally somebody who gets my sense of humor.
Yes.
and isn't looking at me like I'm insane.
Hey, it's so hard to find. Like people who get your weird, like your brand yes. of weird.
Ugh. Yes. Are we vibrating on the same
yes.
spectrum of weird?
And we are. We're yes. vibrating so hard.
We are. Oh, so hard.
But yeah, that's where Chiffon came from.
That's our Chiffon origin story.
The birth of Chiffon.
The birth of Chiffon. And that led to like the Twitter picture you made. I know that there's like we'll have to insert that for this can be the Chiffon.
Oh my God, yes.
With the green background. Yeah. That could be the title card for this episode.
I have it. I have the picture that I made of the fake storefront for local Chiffon.
Oh God, I love that.
I'm like, why am I like this?
I love it so much, though.
Fuck.
And the people who have actually gotten it, it's become really funny to them. And it is like a server joke at this point.
Yeah. Which, like, you know, I think we've said it a million times before, but if you're not in Smut Club, you should be in Smut Club because, like, yeah, so it's shared by Snaky Smut and Talking Smut, and then you've got Boots as a mod. So, like, imagine all that fucking chaos. Chaos and sexual energy. It's just so much.
There
it's,
is.
Oh, it's, like, my favorite place. You're my favorite place.
Oh, that makes
you're my favorite coordinates. I saw you at local Chiffon buying reams of fabric, and I just knew we were meant to be.
Fair enough.
Fair enough, bruh. Sorry, I did not mean to derail this is what happens.
No, this is fine. This is what this episode is supposed to be about. But yeah, oh shit, that was not my mic
over. Getting wild.
That's what Chiffon does to me.
I know, it gets us all worked up. Take me to look at fabric samples.
And you know, Chiffon has kind of a weird texture too.
I know.
But now every time I buy stuff and it has Chiffon on it, I will just fucking cry. I bought lingerie like 2 months ago and it was called Chiffon Nymph. And I about fucking pissed myself laughing.
Oh my God. Oh, that's great, Chiffon Nymph. Oh, so sexy. That's going to be the next Twitter handle that pops up.
Oh my God, that should just be your next
Oh my God. Reddit, oh my God. Handle. Oh my God. I want
what?
You to, you need to join my OnlyFawn.
We should make an OnlyFans for Chiffon.
It's just like tasteful close-ups of Chiffon.
Draped over certain things. I love it. Or different Chiffon cakes. Since we know now it can also. I've always wondered why the cakes come up when I type in Chiffon, and now makes sense.
That's such a funny combination, too. Like fabric or cake. So.
I feel what? Like that's like the story of my life.
It's like that feels like if there was like a denim cake. Like if you search denim and you got God. Like blue jeans and cake. And you're like, that's, what?
That's so very Canadian of you oh my to God. Mention denim.
Yeah, eh? You don't say.
Fuck. Oh. But no, our Discord server is fun. We have a lot of people that I'm sure you would recognize if you come over and hang out with us.
Oh, yeah.
Also, Boots has a tree for it, and it is lovely as well. And I'm a mod over there. Yes. So
our chaos spans across two servers. And Talking Smut is also a mod in my server. So it's like it's like true. The flip side of Smut Club.
It is. It's like Smut Club light.
Yeah, it's a little but a little more not. Gentle, sometimes a little more well behaved. And then I like go into Smut Club and take my bra off and slingshot it at the nearest, you know, voice actor who's sitting there.
But that's what you should do. It's your place to let loose.
Yeah, I have to wear my human face in my tree fort. My tree fort, I'm on like Snuggles. And then I go in Smut Club and I'm like, choke me out.
Yeah. I never thought about it, but that is kind of how you are. It's so funny. Like, you're all pretty, like, decent over mm-hmm. on your side, and mm-hmm. then you'll come over and be like, necrophilia. Just send me.
I need you to snuff my candle out. Like,
God.
Oh, that's legit how it is.
This I mean, is just everybody needs a place like that.
Yeah.
I do that in both places.
Yeah. And I love it.
I only have one face.
Oh, it's so good though. Oh my God. Yeah. Fuck. It's like the holidays. What the fuck happened to this year?
This year has been a trash fire, but it's gone by so quickly. Yeah. I hate it.
I mean,
but love it.
Right? It's like where it feels like we lost a year. But also it's like been a terrible year. So like I'm glad it's over. It's weird. Like,
yeah, it is weird.
Because, yeah, like, obviously, COVID is a thing that showed right? up and fucked everybody up. But then at the same time, it's been, like, one of the best years, so I have so many mixed feelings
yeah,
about it.
I know. I've had so many good internet memories.
Yeah, honestly, like, that's where all of the good shit has happened in my life. It's been, like, largely online. Like,
yeah, I mean, but that's pretty much everybody right now, I feel.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
It could be a lot worse. Like, imagine if we didn't have the internet.
Oh, no. No, no, no. That's not new. We do not. but, yeah, I was like, ugh, I don't know. It's so weird. And I'm going to be 33 tomorrow, which is even weirder.
Yay! Happy birthday. You know, last year on your birthday, you tried to make a pumpkin pie. Do you remember that?
Yes. It turned out really well, though. I made it, like, much, much later. I'm pretty sure I made it, like, after Christmas. I don't remember if I had it on Christmas.
Did you not actually make it on your birthday?
Oh, I don't think I'm pretty sure it's on brand for me to be like, I'm going to make it for my birthday and then make it a week later.
I remember you ordering the ingredients in a voice chat.
Yes. I had to. They didn't even send me all the right ingredients last year. I forget what they didn't send me. I think it was nutmeg.
I don't remember, but I remember I had to go pack because I was obviously about to travel to my mom. So I missed part of the voice chat.
Oh, yes. I'm pretty sure I
did.
I don't even remember.
You did. And when I came back, they were talking about, what was it when I came back? Oh, about the Dobby script, which is, wow. Full circle.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. And that was about the time. Yeah, that was about the time. We're almost at the anniversary of Talking Smut's first collab that he did that I wrote coming out.
Oh yeah,
that's why. Oh, I think you guys were talking about Harry Potter or whatever. We're all having full circle moments. Hold on a second, my phone keeps going off over here, and I just want to make sure nobody's dying. Of course not.
Nobody's dying?
No, it's just people being annoying.
Oh, like every day. Every minute of every day, bless.
Yeah, we're used to that. I just wanted to mute it because I kept hearing it go off, and I'm like, please shut up. but yeah, back when I used to have time to write, those were the good old days.
Oh, man, so long ago.
No, I'm getting back. But this whole pace been kerfuffle. So many things. Actually, something If we're talking about, you know, things that have happened around this time, this is around the last time last year when Age Play got banned.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember back when I wasn't even an internet slut yet.
Almost.
I was, you know, a month away from creating Little Mistress Boots.
Oh, I love that. I can't wait for your first year anniversary, your cake day.
That's January 22nd.
Oh, it's coming up.
It's coming.
I'm so excited. Mm,
my goodness. But yeah, so this, yeah, so I guess, man, a lot of shit has happened this year in the GWA universe. Cinematic universe.
God. But it's, I don't know, it's always around this time that I feel a lot of stuff happens. Like, it's happening right now. Pacebin has died.
Yep.
What else? There's more collabs coming out right now.
There's so many collabs up right now.
There are.
Like, even aside from the ones that you and Talking Smut were in, like, today. I saw a bunch more on Reddit, and I was like, my ears can only take so much.
And to think, I didn't do my first collab until my first one was with you. Oh,
oh my God. Wait, did we both have the first, the Schlick and the Dead?
The zombie one.
I mean, when I was making my big dorky list yesterday of every audio I've ever done.
Oh, I love that you did that.
Which, like, it's finished now. But when I did that yesterday, that was my first collab. I didn't realize that was your first collab, too. Oh, my God. Baby.
I know. Because it came out. The first one that I actually ever put my voice to was the cat one. But that one came out before then, I think. But that was the first one I ever posted. That was the first one I ever cast for.
Wait, let me see. When did it come out? I will tell you exactly.
I think it was like April.
May 20th.
May 20th. Gotcha.
Yeah. I literally wrote everything down.
I love that you did that.
Yeah, I have two separate lists. And yeah.
Are you releasing that soon?
Probably, maybe. I don't know. It's like, I feel like I'm like masturbating all over everybody's face when I'm like, these are my numbers. Like,
what's the problem?
Fair enough. I mean, I did mention it in the thing, like the thing that I'm writing for the end of the year / cake day. I'm not sure if I'm gonna put it out, like post it closer to New Year's, or if I'm going to wait and put it up around my cake day or not. But I did mention that I've, at the moment, not including things that are recorded but not posted, I've done 43 solo audios. And I've,
that's amazing.
And then 12 collabs.
Damn.
Seven of which are with you, if not eight.
So, probably. Like,
most of them have you in them. And then I added up all of my Soundgasm plays, and it was, like, just over 248,000.
That's insane.
That's total. That's across all 43.
That doesn't matter. That's so much.
I didn't count any of the collabs, even the ones that I posted. I didn't count those. Those are just me by myself.
Wow. That's insane. Go you.
I mean, that's a lot of people listening.
Yeah. I love that you added all of that up, though.
It was very calming. I found it very zen. I get so, so, like, reflective and nostalgic around this time of year.
Aw, I love that.
I'm like, it's not even because it's, like, the end of this year. It's literally just because it's, like, my version of New Year's, my personal New Year's, is always my birthday. Because that's my...
Oh, I love that.
My fresh
your
new
reset.
Year.
Yeah, it's your reset day.
Exactly. So I've been like, what have I done with my year? What has it meant to me? What have I learned? I start trying to analyze my shit. So part of that was looking at all of the things that I've posted. And
that's awesome.
Creatively, this is the best year I think I've had in my life.
Yay! And you've made so much music, too.
Yeah.
Which is important.
Cover songs. I sold music for the first time because no one's ever bought my music until after I started making porn. But, yeah.
That's so good. Yay, that makes me happy. Oh, and yeah. You celebrated your modiversary.
Oh, yes. Yes, my modiver. I've been a Smut Club mod now for over a year. So...
We love to see it.
Keeping these kids in line. But also, I already threw all of my feelings at you yesterday about how much growth and how you've learned how to do so many things in the past year. It's been crazy. Like, I mean, I'm sure we've mentioned it before, but like Snakey used to record on her phone. In one fucking take. Like, do you remember?
Yeah, because I couldn't edit.
Yeah, well, like, do you remember? Like, do you remember what the first audio is that you edited, or no?
Yes, I do. It was my ghost girl audio from like May.
Yes. Okay. So like prior to May, if you're like a long time Snakey fan, you know, like me. then yeah, everything that you listened to like before May was one fucking take done on a goddamn cell phone.
Yeah, on a Samsung Galaxy 8.
So
and there's two audios that have editing, but it's because I sent them to Talking Smut and he was like, I'll edit these for you.
Like, that's still, that will forever be insane to me. But like, to know that you, because like, I mean, I'm not trying to be a shady little bitch or anything, but but I'm going to be a shady little bitch for a second.
Okay.
When people are like, you know, oh, you know, I don't think I should, you know, start making audios because I don't have a mic and like I don't have this or I don't have this toy. I don't know how to use this editing program. I'm literally just like, yeah, Snakey. Snakey fucking did it. Okay. She did it for ages. Like, so long, and I still like I cannot do audios in one take. Like, I will always fuck something up, and if I had to start over, I would quit. So like so but to go from like, to know that you went from that to like using a mic and like your laptop, which your patrons bought, like, it's just,
I know.
Oh my god, it's just, it's crazy to watch somebody grow so much in such a short period of time.
Thank you.
It's so badass. I'm just, you're just so brilliant. You fucking brilliant, no. Bitch.
No, you though. I mean, I really couldn't have done it without support from you two. It sounds like I'm a fucking PBS commercial.
It's like, oh, you thought you were coming for our origin story, but really, we're just going to be giving our acceptance speeches. Like, I'd really like to thank what? Excuse me, Jod.
Jod. Oh my god.
No, but I get really. It. Though. That's
no, it means a lot. It does, because I really was like, and when I started editing, I was like, oh, I hate this.
It's because it's hard.
It is hard. People don't get that. It is really hard. And like, it took me a while to learn how to do it. Like, I gave up for a whole month. I was recording on my microphone, but I would still just be like, fuck it. I'm not putting effects on shit. I don't know how to do it. And then, like, one day I did it, and I was like, oh, okay, I got this now.
Well, that's, and you know, I know at the time that we are saying this, your Christmas audio isn't out yet to anybody but patrons.
It will be.
But having heard it, that's the thing, like, when you, like, are along with someone on their creative journey in this way,
yeah,
like, to know that you like just went from just doing voice and killing it, because honestly, performance is everything, and I will say that forever, but knowing that and then hearing what you just did with your Christmas audio and like the editing and the way it's, oh my god, I have chills even just thinking about it, because it's just so good, and like, you've learned so much, and you do it so fucking well. It's honestly, it's infuriating. I'm so mad at you right now.
No, I thank you for your help because I have learned a lot from you and your Christmas audios, which are not up yet and are going up. You just continuously, because you're already good at editing, so you just continuously get better and better and better. It's ridiculous. If you didn't know, Boots is like an editing genius. She edited the collab you did with Gigs. She edited the Sisters collab we recently did. But your Christmas audios
are a triumph.
I know, they're so good.
I'm so excited for those. My post is drafted, and I've just been like going back and looking at it like, soon, baby.
That's the best, when you get so excited.
Yeah.
I know, it's going to be good.
It's definitely my longest audio.
How long is it collectively?
42 minutes and 13 seconds. but it's good. It was very important to me that each piece works on its own individually and like doesn't end in a weird place. So I literally just wrote three scripts that are a continuation and then stuck them all together. So I recorded like each audio separately, so it was easier for me.
Yeah, and again, you wrote all of it, you performed all of it, and you've edited all of it.
It was a lot of work in a really short period of time. Oh, yeah, and, you know, not to continue stroking my big spirit cock, but I also used one of my original songs again for the song on the radio.
Yes! I love when you do that. That makes me so happy.
It's like just ultimate. Well, I mean, I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna use copyrighted music.
I mean, of course not.
I don't want my pulled down.
No, because that's a rule.
Yeah, well, like, and so. I wouldn't want to, like, you know, I'm not gonna pay for it. Fucking like, if I can fucking just put my own shit in there, then I will. Like, I did it in two scoops. I'm gonna do it in this one. Like.
Yeah, and your music is really good, and I think that's such a fun flex. Like, I would do that too. It's such a fun flex.
Like, it, you know, being like, oh, and the song on the radio was written and performed by me. You can listen to it here. It's literally in my post. Like, you can listen to it here, and it's got like the Soundgasm link.
Oh my god, I love that. I live for shit like that so much. I love that.
Just watch now. Like, all of my future audios will have some sort of like moment where there's a radio.
You should. That would be so much fun. What song are we listening to while we're driving? Oh, it's this song by this artist. Do you like it?
How much do you love it? Like,
could you, no, like, really, how much do you love it?
I've thought about doing like a script that takes place or is like centered around like a concert, and then I'll just put my own music as the concert. Like,
oh my god, I love that so much though.
Fuck, just please. Like, why not, right? If you can, why shouldn't you?
Exactly.
Yeah. And I mean, although I can't say it on Reddit, all my music's available on Bandcamp, like.
But this is the place that you can plug all of that. And this is going up on your subreddit. So it's your turn to post this.
Oh, my God.
I feel that that's like, that's such a good, another fate moment.
Yes.
It's your turn to post.
Yes.
I love that.
During my season. Welcome to Capricorn season, bitches. Like. But yeah.
I love that.
I also wouldn't be here. Just like in life, I probably wouldn't be here, but also like creatively, I wouldn't be here if I didn't have the support of you and Talking Smut, my two very best friends in the world.
Yes.
So I'm just saying, I'm not trying to like name drop him or anything, but you know.
It's true though. We have a nice little group.
It's a good group. You guys are my best friends. Yes.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. Mm-hmm. And we get to hang out all the fucking time, so.
I know, because we're just being degenerates on Discord.
Constantly being horny.
I mean, the job kind of calls for it.
I mean, it does. That's actually another thing, too. Like, I almost forget that it's not normal to, like, talk about this stuff with, like, with your friend. Like, so, like, do you find that, like, sucking a dildo makes better noises than sucking your fingers? Like, these are not normal conversations that you have.
Probably not, but I love having them still.
Yeah, me too. It's just so much fun.
Yeah, having a best friend who's also in sex work is the best.
Yes. Oh my God. It just, it's so much easier.
It is, because vanilla friends would be like, what?
You did what? Meanwhile, I'm like, hey, is this gift sexy? We'll just like send it to you. Do my boobs look like all right?
Yeah. Do you like this picture of my boobs better or this one?
Which angle like shows off more of my ass? Oh.
Ooh.
Isn't that pretty? That's my time to be medicated, bitch, noise.
Oh my God. I would have loved if that was actually one of your songs.
Oh my God.
Now available on Bandcamp.
My original music. Oh, I should probably do that. Oh, how narcissistic is that, though? Like, oh, my alarm? It's my own music. So I can wake up to my own brilliance. Like...
I love
good
that, though.
Good Lord.
Mm. I love that.
No, that's just the medication fairy coming by. We're all
it
good.
Does sound very whimsical.
I wiped my phone not that long ago. And
I remember, yeah.
Yeah, that's just the, I guess that's just the standard alarm sound when you factory reset
mood.
Your phone. So.
Mood.
Yeah.
It's we love that.
It still works like shit. I gotta stop saving all my titty pics on there. Like,
I know my phone is so slow too because of that. I hate it.
I mean, like, even though they're backed up everywhere, I'm still like, oh, I don't care.
I know. I still keep them too,
just in case. What if I need them? I don't know. It could be an emergency.
Honestly, though, that's so true. I'm always like. But I could delete this off here because it saves it in the OnlyFans vault. But, like, what if I want to send it to someone?
Right? And then, like, you know, you can't really, like, get it back. I mean, you can go and, like, I guess, like, screenshot your own OnlyFans. But, like, why? I don't condone this behavior. And then it would have your link in it. And you'd have to crop it out. It'd be a whole thing. It's just too much work. So it's better to just save them.
It is, and I'm hoping this year to get, like, a hard drive and shit, so.
Yeah, that's on my list, too. Fill up my hard drive.
Ooh, hot.
So sexy. Ugh. But yes, we've survived another horrible, horrible year, generally speaking, but amazing yes. year in so many ways.
Yep, despite being a garbage fire, we've made the best of it, I
yes.
feel.
Yes. Do you know what I would like to do with my 33rd year of life on this planet? Yes. I would like to attempt to record a new album.
Oh, I love that.
I think that's what I should focus some energy on this upcoming year.
I think
year.
That you should, because you're so good at that.
It's been, oh my, are the police coming to get you?
I was about to say, I know you can hear them from inside here.
Oh my.
They're coming to take me away.
Oh dear. But yeah.
I think you should do that. That's such a good idea.
Because yeah. I'm like, I've been thinking, like, you know, what can I do with, like, to, I don't know, something new. I mean, I'm still obviously going to make my audio porn and keep writing it because I'm having so much fun with it. I just, you know, you need that, like, next thing. Like, what will be the next right. thing? And, yeah, I mean, at least like it doesn't have to be, like, a super long album or anything. But I have a ton of original songs that are not recorded. That are
right.
just sitting around. Like, literally, I have, like, 30 to 50 songs. I don't even know how many it is. But it's a shitload. And I think I need yeah. to, like, actually kick my ass and record them because they deserve it.
I think you need to do that, too.
And then I will inflict them. I will inflict them on all of you.
Which everybody would love, let's be honest.
I hope so. And, I mean, I've learned a lot about recording thanks to porn. So I think I'll do a better job than all of the things that I've already recorded. So
hell yeah.
Because I'm better at it now.
Practice,
but yeah, that's my goal.
Practice
for
makes perfect.
By this time next year, when we have our next Christmas episode, which, if I have my fucking way, will be recorded in person.
Yes, together.
Putting the vibes out. But this time next year, I'd love to be like, yeah, oh my God, I had so much fun recording that album. I'm so glad I did it. Instead of being like, remember when I said.
Let me drop the link right here for purchase. Now available on iTunes.
Oh my God. I thought about like applying to have my music on Spotify and just like running with this whole Boots persona and just doing it under that.
I think you should.
Because like, why would I use my human name? No one cares about that.
I've given up on my human name. So yeah, I feel you.
Yeah. It's just, it's more fun. Being Boots is more fun.
It is.
It's the most fun I've ever had in my life. Naming myself after a type of footwear was the best decision.
I know. I've had a great year being a snake too.
Oh, you do it so well.
I'm sure most people say that every year.
There are definitely a few. I can think of at least three or four.
So could I.
Oh my God. What do you what do you want to do with 2021?
Get fingered by someone other than me.
Okay. Yes. Biggest yes to that.
Yeah, no, I would, I'm gonna keep doing what I'm doing. Bigger and better things. I'd like to have a better setup this time next year, be somewhere like super permanent where I'm going to stay for a few years.
Yes.
And have a co-star for my porn. That's what I want to do.
Yes. I like these goals.
Thank you. So you're going to make an album and I'm going to be a slut.
I mean, I'm still going to be a slut. Don't get me wrong.
Of course. Of course.
Yes. Yes. I feel I need to record these songs and then put them away and write new stuff.
I think you should do that too.
I think it's time.
It is time. We're going to put those vibes out into the universe.
Yes. So, you know, even if everything else continues to fall apart around us, at least we have those goals. At least we have that.
Yeah. We'll always have Paris.
Right. I hope at some point you get to write again. I mean, I know you have a thing. I'm not going to talk about the thing, but... I know that you have a thing.
It's like Fight Club.
Yeah. We don't talk about
it. If you want to know what the thing is, I actually do share part of it on my Discord server. So if you want to see the thing that I have long-term been writing for like 2 years, you can join Discord and see it. You'll have to accept a role because I'm not responsible for how it affects you or makes you feel.
Nope.
But yeah, I would like to do more writing this year and get some writing projects like completed. Mm-hmm. So yeah, more writing because I like writing.
Yes. And you're very, very good at it.
So are you.
Oh, shush.
No. You are, though. I mean, your fucking scripts prove it. You're so good at it. And you're like, I don't know if this is good. I'm like, what?
I didn't, though. I wasn't. I swear. Every time I say that, I'm not being one of those people that's like, is this any good? Like, no, I actually, I legitimately am.
Voice that you did.
Should do a porn for that. Is this any good?
Huh? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I love that.
Oh.
Ooh, I like that voice.
I'm going to have to remember this voice. And I would love to practice some more different voices this year.
Oh my God, yes, because you are legitimately good at doing different voices. So you should be a real voice actor.
I would love that so much. But I got to practice and maybe like put together a reel. Who knows?
I think that's another goal for this year. Yeah. But I really, that voice is a mood.
I'm going to I have to try to remember like what I did with my mouth in order to make that voice. I like pulled my lips back like against my teeth and like it's a process.
So it sounds sexier than it probably looks.
I will definitely make a little Snapchat video for you. After we're done here, and
I love that.
It will probably be horrifying. The face was not pretty.
That's okay. The voice was.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. But yeah, holy shit. What a fucking year.
I know. And also, cheers to us for staying on schedule for the timing of this.
Yes.
Yeah.
We fucking made it.
We made it, and we're under an hour, which we love to see.
Yes, it's much easier to edit under an hour. We can get pretty verbose. But yes. Oh, and wait, I have another goal. Just one more goal for both of us.
Okay.
It's to keep making more of these.
Yes, we will continue because honestly, not sucking our own dicks or anything, but we do have really good chemistry and everybody says that.
That's true. I mean, you guys are listening, so you're proving it right now. So thank you. Thank you for acknowledging that we're correct.
Yeah, it feels so good to be right.
Yes.
Well, we hope that you have a happy holidays out there, yes, dear listener of this podcast. Also, hopefully this one's more fun than the last where we yelled at you for an hour.
Yeah, this time we were not in a bitchy mood. We're spreading the love. The Christmas fucking cheer. There's no bah humbugs in this house.
I love that.
But happy. Yeah, I love you and happy early birthday. Happy
Thank you.
Christmas.
Happy Christmas. Been... Happy holidays. Whatever the fuck you celebrate, enjoy it. Have fun. Get drunk. Touch your own butt.
Or your boobs or your dick or whatever the hell you have.
Yeah.
As usual, we will shamelessly plug ourselves in the body of this post.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, bitches gotta eat.
We do.
But thank you for listening to us. Hopefully you've had a laugh about Chiffon. If not, we have, so that's all that matters.
Truly. And join our Discords because we're cool.
Yes, and you'll have fun. Or you won't and you'll leave, which is fine too.
Truth. Okay, it's been a slice, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.